Okay. And thank you, Marcel. Especially thank you for filling in at the last minute. So, and finally, we've got Jean-Michel Lavoie from University of Sherbrooke, who runs a large program out there on thermochemical conversion and works closely with industry, specifically with Enerchem, I think. And so, Jean-Michel?
Alors, bonjour à tous. Bienvenue à Montréal. Bienvenue dans la plateforme de l'Est. This year, we're the welcoming team. We're going to be the one in charge of making you happy, and we're going to try our best to do so. Of course, I didn't use the same template as the other because I'm good at giving homeworks, but I'm not good at doing my own homeworks. So, of course, I decided to take another template. But let me explain briefly what is this template. So, first of all, well, the colors at the top are the same colors as you use for your poster. So the HQP use colors for their poster, showing which one are feedstock conversion, utilization, and cease. Well, I use those colors to show in a certain way that the platform leader has to integrate all those things together. The other symbols you have right there are the university that are involved in the EASE platform and are working with us. So, of course, I have made an overview. I'm going to try to present a lot of the researchers that are involved in the EASE platform, and I'm going to try to make this as fast as possible. So, the EASE platform is mostly composed of researchers in the Eastern Seaboard, so in Quebec, in the Maritimes, but we also have researchers from the central part of the country as well as from the western part of the country. The focus of the EASE platform is mostly on thermochemical conversion, as was mentioned earlier, but we have also a strong group working at Polytechnique on the pulp and paper and utilization of the different fraction of the pulp and paper. So, yes, thermochemical conversion is important, but as well, pulp and paper is important. These platform and researchers are working in that field as well. Technology that are associated with gasification, there are a couple of them that are being studied in the platform. We have reforming, and we are going to go a little bit in details on those projects. We have catalytic conversion of the syngas, which is also part of gasification, and also CO2 sequestration via part of the, well, we also have algae, but more on the CO2 sequestration part instead of the production specifically of biodiesel. So where are the researchers in the EASE platform? As I mentioned, we have people from UBC, from University of Saskatchewan, UQTR, Université Laval, Université de Sherbrooke, Université de Montréal, Polytechnique. We have St. Mary's and we have Memorial. So basically, the EASE platform is centralized at Sherbrooke, but we interact with all the researchers across the country. So we have 17 network investigators. The university are again mentioned right there. We have a total funding for all our research activity of $845,000. And we have support for the industry close to this amount. And this support from the industry is separated close to evenly between cash and nature. The highly qualified personnel that is reported so far is 30. So we have a lot of HQP involved in the EASE platform. We have, on the academic metrics, we have 20 more publications going on. And by publication, I mean publication in journal as well as conference being given by some members of the EASE platform. There is no transfer to the industry at this point, but the EASE platform is really oriented toward the industry, so we feel really confident that in the upcoming month we will have something to report on this sense. So the important part so far is that we were able to put all of this together, that the researchers were able to hire HQP and get research ongoing. So who is involved in the EASE platform? As far as feedstock is concerned, we have people from Memorial looking at the forest biomass and thermal conversion of this biomass into biochar and bio-oil. So we have Dr. Heller and Dr. Hobolt. I see Dr. Heller right there and Dr. Hobolt. I saw her right there. We have Yannick Huot, which is one of my colleagues in Sherbrooke, working in the field of producing algae, so CO2 sequestration. I think Yannick is right there. Thank you, Yannick. We have Michel Labrec working in producing crops of willow. Michel cannot attend today, but Frederic, right there. Frederic is representing for Michel today. And we also have Kevin Vessey. I didn't see Kevin Vessey so far. Is he around? Okay, he's coming tonight. So Kevin is one of the team leader is working in the feedstock, and he's the leader of one of the leader in the team feedstock. So overall, for feedstock, we have three PhD students reported, one master, one postdoc, one research professional. There is one publication in writing, and we're talking about 18 or so collaboration with the industry and with local government for the researcher involved in the feedstock part. Conversion. In conversion, we have a lot of researcher active, first of which is Nicolas, one of my colleagues from Sherbrooke, Nicolas Abadzoglou, right there. Nicolas is as well the conversion theme, one of the conversion theme leaders. We have Dr. Delay from the University of Saskatchewan working on production, well, catalyst for production of higher alcohol. Professor Abadzoglou is working in the field of reforming tail gas in the East Platform. We have the team from Polytechnique, in which Louis Fredette is involved. I don't know if Louis is around today. So they're working on optimizing the conversion of the carbon in the pulp and paper sector. There is John Grace working at UBC. Is Professor Grace around? John Grace is working on gasification and utilization of CO2 for gasification. We have Professor Ramelin, which could not attend today, which is from the Université du Québec à Trois-Rivières, working on the production of hydrogen from biomass. Another one of my colleagues, Michel Huneau, I don't know if Michel is around. Thank you, Michel. Michel is working on making a biocomposite using cellulose and plastics, so another way to use cellulose. There is myself, of course. I have a project working on conversion of algal biomass, so I link closely with Professor Huot, which is working on feedstock, and I work on a process to dewater and convert the algae biomass. We have two other researchers from Polytechnique, Maria Marinova and Michel Perrier. I know Maria is right there. I don't know if Michel is around. Hi, Michel. So those guys are as well working for the pulp and paper and in the field of pulp and paper. As far as utilization is concerned, we have one researcher, Professor Kaliagin from the University of Laval, working in the field of producing acrylic acid from ethanol. And as far as seeds is concerned, we have two researchers there. One is Jean Paris from École Polytechnique de Montréal. Another is called Umaru Savadogo, also from the University Polytechnique. Jean, I don't know if Umaru is around or... So those guys are as well working on the economical models for the pulp and paper industry. So that's about it for the East Platform. I'm pretty proud to call the East Platform my team, and I'm pretty proud of the achievement that the East Platform has done so far. Of course, we focus as a leading, as platform leader, and with my team, I focus on favor the interaction between the researcher and the platform. So there will be more and more activity linking all the researcher inside of the platform, but as well with other platform in BiofuelNet, which is, I think, really important for this network. I would like to thank the HQP, without whom all of this would not be possible. Of course, you're the guys working hard in the lab. I'd like to thank the guys at BiofuelNet for organizing this. This is really an impressive and really cool crowd to have here today. Take this opportunity to meet and know each other, make contacts. This is a good time for you guys, for students, to meet with the professor and other students. You're the one that's going to be pushing forward the biofuel industry. And, of course, the industrial partners of the EASE platform. So, I have a sample of the industrial partners in the EASE platform. Of course, we're also proud of having this much contact with the industry. So, thank you very much.